Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
On this Easter Tuesday, I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilken, and here at Issues Etc. for a little bit over a day now, we've been trolling with the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We've got a few responses and we've got a few hymns lined up, but there's still a chance for you to get to us and tell us your response to that question. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get to our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/issuesetc, or tweet us at issuesetc. But without further ado, let's get to the first of these great Easter hymns, The Strife Is O'er, The Battle Done. Ted in Kansas writes, I repeatedly find myself trying to battle the old Adam myself, let alone the evil foe. But Christ in this hymn reminds me, that which I am powerless to overcome has been triumphed by his death, into which I have been baptized. In Christ our struggle is unraveled, and we are clothed and dwelling in Jesus' victory. And Kevin in Springfield, Ohio, also selecting The Strife Is O'er, The Battle Done, says, the music, the words, all powerful. Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia. Let's listen to it. The strife is o'er, the battle done. A big finish. The Touro Cathedral Choir with the Easter hymn, The Strife Is O'er, The Battle Done. As here on Issues Etc., we are looking for and listening to your responses to what's your favorite Easter hymn and why. Next up, the short but sweet hymn, very simple but profound, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. My graduate school advisor was Dr. Jim Kittleson. He thought that it just wasn't Easter if you couldn't sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Christ has burst the gates of hell. Lisa in Rosemary Beach, Florida writes that her choice for favorite Easter hymn is Christ the Lord is Risen Today. She says, just because it's beautiful. Here's that beautiful hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Easter April fool on me, I had in mind a different hymn by that same name, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Wouldn't it figure that there's more than one Easter hymn by the name Christ the Lord is Risen Today? But you're absolutely right, Lisa. That is beautiful. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin on Issues Etc. Easter Tuesday, it's an Issues Etc. tradition. We're asking for your responses to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? When we come back, I'll have the one that got the most votes. Can you guess what it is? The suspense will be over in about 2 minutes here.
When Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, does he mean the only way, truth, and life? I answer that question in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In our Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Christopher Neuendorf writes about his journey into Lutheranism from Greek Orthodoxy. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Truth, freedom, and vocation are the pillars of a Concordia University Chicago education. Through them, we form our students for lives of influence and service for the common good. This is the education American society needs right now. I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for truth, freedom, and vocation to become the pillars of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
They've met with the pastor week after week. He's taught them our precepts and Christ Jesus to seek. He shared the law of our God, which we strive to keep, the prayers, the creeds, and the sacraments deep. Now these young saints are right to partake in Christ's body and blood, all for his sake. A gift you are seeking to commemorate this? Ad Crucem has just what you won't want to miss. We've got icons, art, ornaments, jewelry, and more, greeting cards, crucifixes, posters, gifts galore. Your catechized friend will love what you give and treasure the gift all the days that they live.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy.
Ken Scherf for Todd Wilkin on Issues Etc. with the most selected hymn in answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn? Maybe no surprise, it's I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Donna writes, it gives me the assurance and hope of life eternal, plus I love singing it. Tommy in Pittsburgh writes, I know that my Redeemer lives is my choice because it comes from Job, who said this even in the midst of extreme suffering. Yeah, how'd that go in Job? For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. Daniel in Gravelton, Missouri says, it gives me peace and comfort. Lynette in Billings, Montana wrote, I know that my Redeemer lives is her favorite because she can still hear her dad singing it. He passed away in 2008. Lois writes, my favorite Easter hymn is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. I love the way the music soars to begin the opening line. And the words are so confident. The second line explains how much I feel comforted by this empathetic statement. Also, repeated in the third and fourth lines is my firm belief, He lives, He lives. Jesus has overcome death. I always have this assurance until my own earthly death and new home with him in heaven. And Bob writes, greetings from rural Missouri. My favorite Easter hymns are generally ones with lots of alleluias. I get so hungry for them after the fast. But today's favorite, the one playing in my head at the moment, is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. He even tells us how he imagines it playing in his head. The choir sings two verses a cappella, which are lovely, and the brass plays on a few verses, which brings me great joy. But it's the words, He lives, that makes it my favorite. My favorite verse is the fifth. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. Jesus died, and yet he lives for me, even me. Yeah, amen, Bob. Let's hear. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Ooh.
Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Tim in Haxton, Colorado, wrote that he loves that final stanza that reads, He lives my Jesus, still the same. And he says, I'm so glad LSB went back to that wording. A lot of us are glad LSB went back to a lot of wordings there, Tim. Lene or Linnea in Florence, Kentucky, said, I know that my Redeemer lives is her favorite. It tells us of all the good gifts that we receive because Jesus lives. Jackie in St. Charles, Missouri, writes, I know that my Redeemer lives is the favorite because that original Easter hymn that Job spoke still rings true. And Glenna writes, I know that my Redeemer lives is my favorite because it brings back memories of growing up and visiting my grandparents in Enid, Oklahoma. Visiting Breckenridge Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Easter was special. More recently, the hymn was sung at my dad's funeral, so it has a special place in my heart, knowing that Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins. And he is risen indeed. On this Easter Tuesday, April 19th, we are answering your question with your answers. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Here on Issues Etc. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin. Coming up after the break, we will go to more of your favorite Easter hymns. We've got some terrific ones in store for you. I could begin to tease a little bit. Come, you faithful, raise the strain. If Christ had not been raised from death, Christians to the paschal victim, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia, Jesus is risen, and more and more. More coming up after we get back. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Real Reformation Radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
175 years ago, 14 congregations gathered in Chicago, Illinois, and signed the constitution of what would become the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Now you might ask, why did they form another Lutheran church body? Well, if you've ever wondered such question, then you need to pick up the April issue of the Lutheran Witness, which is all about our Lutheran heritage 175 years. To get your copy, visit cph.org/witness or visit our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
If there's anything that Christians, if there's anything that the historic Christian church ought to be singing about, it's Easter. Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. So on this Issues Etc. Easter Tuesday edition, we are asking the question, as very often we do right after Easter, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And we've got a bunch lined up for you this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin. By the way, I'm filling in for Todd because, and this is really quite an interesting thing to be talking about as we are in the midst of this celebration of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Todd's mother-in-law, Carol Lesh, the wife of Pastor Don Lesh, died last week. Her funeral will be tomorrow in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I know you all join me in praying for Todd and for the Wilkin and Lesh families as they are indeed remembering that I know that my Redeemer lives. Our first Easter hymn this hour is Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain. Zachary writes from Fleming Island, Florida, that this is an ancient hymn. He loves that its message of absolute joy in what Christ has done in saving his people has been sung down through the ages. It's a triumphant hymn sung in worship of our triumphant King. So, with the Wilkin and Lesh families especially in mind, come you faithful, raise the strain.
Oh,
See, it's just that simple. You tell us what your favorite Easter hymn is, and we get it on, and even read a little of what you wrote. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Next up, Christ is Arisen. Deb in Lakewood, Colorado writes, "It's festive, joyous, and says it all regarding what Easter is all about."
Christ is arisen, arisen, from the grave's dark prison. So let us all, exalting Christ, exalting Christ. Christ with comfort lights our eyes.
Well, that may get the award for the simplest title of an Easter hymn, Christ is Arisen. On Issues Etc., we are taking your requests and answering the question with your words, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Next, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds." John in Des Moines, Iowa writes that it's beautiful and yet still easy enough for even me to sing. Now, that's the response of a non-musician like me. On the other hand, we have Jeanette in Westby, Wisconsin, who writes, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds," is her favorite hymn, because, she writes, "it's got the best pedal line for any organist." That's a musician writing. So you can see this one has really wide-ranging appeal. "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds." That's the Easter hymn, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds," sung by the Christus Chorus of Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? That's the question we're answering here on Issues Etc. this afternoon. This next one is, If Christ Had Not Been Raised from Death. It's one of the newer Easter hymns. D writes, this hymn is from that great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15. Let me just take a moment and read you what 1 Corinthians 15 says in part. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So back to this message from D. The biggest but in the Word of God is, but Christ has been raised. He rules in earth and heaven. Love to sing it loudly. Well, here it is for you, D. If Christ had not been raised from death. That whole hymn is built on that biggest but, like D writes in the Word of God, but Christ has been raised from the dead. That's what we're celebrating here on Easter Tuesday on Issues Etc. Finding out what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, and playing your responses. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin. We will be right back with more.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
In John 5:39, Jesus states, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is they that bear witness about me." The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about The Messiah at issuesetc.org. The Messiah, Revealing Jesus in the Old Testament. The Issues Etc. book of the month.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons, or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Bethel Lutheran Church in Howard City, Michigan, preaches Christ and Him crucified.
At Bethel, God's word of salvation is boldly proclaimed in all its truth, and the sacraments are rightly administered.
These means of grace help us peacefully navigate the craziness of this world.
Bethel is centrally located between Grand Rapids and Big Rapids, just 2 miles east of US 131.
Our divine services are at 9:30 a.m. Join us this Sunday to receive God's marvelous gifts of grace.
I had a professor in college who used to say at dorm devotions, you know, you can keep on singing and singing and singing. I feel kind of like that here this afternoon on Issues Etc., listening and listening and listening to your favorite Easter hymns. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin on this Easter Tuesday. Bob in Pensacola writes that his favorite Easter hymn is Christians to the Paschal Victim. And he just quotes some of the words. He says, "Were not Christ arisen, then death were still our prison. Now, with him to life restored, we praise the Father of our Lord. Alleluia. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, Victor King, ever reigning." Here it is, Christians to the Paschal Victim.
Christians to the Paschal Victim, offer your thankful praise.
Mercy, Victor King, never reign.
Cantori of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, with the Easter hymn, Christians to the Paschal Victim, as we continue with your favorite Easter hymns, and maybe what is more interesting, because we all know these hymns, but we don't necessarily know why you think this is your favorite. You're telling us why here on Issues Etc. this afternoon for Easter Tuesday. This next one got several responses. Several people like Jesus Christ is risen today. Thaniel in Bellingham, Minnesota writes that because when he was on vicarage, COVID shut us down, he says. And if this was the first song that he heard in person with the actual organ and not a recording. And now he continues, as a pastor, bearing that song first on Easter morning always brings a tear to my eyes. Lisa in Smithville, Texas writes, I can't pick a favorite, but my 4-year-old daughter's favorite is Jesus Christ is Risen Today, since she will sing normally until she gets to belt out the Alleluia over and over. She also requests it after the Maundy Thursday and Good Friday services to sing at bedtime to help remind her of the resurrection before falling asleep, since the crucifixion is so sad and she wants to have good dreams. And Andy in Osage, Minnesota, also selecting Jesus Christ is Risen Today, says, it's a church tradition to sing this song, and the upbeat tune, along with the text of the hymn, just sets the joyous mood of Easter morning. Plus, he adds, Lutherans love singing Alleluias. Well, you get more than your share of Alleluias on this one. Jesus Christ is risen today. The Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, sung by the London Fox Choir, classing up the place here on Issues Etc. this afternoon, as we ask, what is your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can contact us with your responses. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. More great Easter music coming up. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin, delighted to be with you this afternoon on Issues Etc.
When Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, does he mean the only way, truth, and life? I answer that question in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In our Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Christopher Neuendorf writes about his journey into Lutheranism from Greek Orthodoxy. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
I'm Chaplain Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Congregations work hard to keep the Word of Christ dwelling richly in His disciples now and into eternal life. We work to help and support that effort. Learn more at lcms.org/worship. You'll find resources on the church year, Bible studies on the hymns of the day, audio helps for learning to sing our services, and look for worship planning resources to find the latest from LCMS Worship. That's lcms.org/worship. May the Word of Christ dwell richly in you.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up 2 Corinthians with Paul's conclusion and then head right over to Amos with introduction, judgment on Philistia, Tyre, and Edom, judgment on Moab, Ammon, and Judah, and finally, judgment on Israel. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Many educational institutions are governed by the whims of culture and are increasingly hostile to the Word of God. In contrast, Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, provides classical Lutheran education rooted in God's Word for students preschool through grade 12. Simply put, we equip students to stand firm in the faith through solid education focused on wisdom and virtue. We offer in-person instruction as well as live online classes for remote learning. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Faith Lutheran, Waterloo, Iowa. Gloria Day Lutheran, Davie, Florida. Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Logos Lutheran, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. St. John Lutheran, Hutchinson, Minnesota. St. Paul Lutheran, Hillsdale, Michigan. Trinity Lutheran, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Zion Lutheran, Pampa, Texas. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.
Ken Sherp for Todd Wilkin on this Easter Tuesday as we ask the question and answer it musically. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? All right, I'm going to kind of pull guest hosts rank on you all. I have actually two hymns that are right up there in my book. My absolute favorite Easter hymn is still coming up. We'll get to it in a couple of minutes here. But number two in my book is by C.F.W. Walther, the first president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And in this 175th anniversary year of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, it just seems like it's appropriate for us to be thinking about this hymn and listening to He's Risen, Christ Jesus the Lord.
Oh.
is the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with He's Risen, He is Risen, Christ Jesus the Lord by C.F.W. Walther, my second favorite Easter hymn. And now, for my favorite anyway, this one's written by Martin Luther. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, and it is full of references to Scripture. But as much as anything, it's based on the traditional epistle lesson for Easter Sunday, which is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, reading as follows. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Evidently, our listeners agree with me. I've got four responses right here. Michelle writes, my favorite Easter hymn is Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. The richness of the text from Martin Luther really summarizes the Easter story beautifully. Timothy in Blackburn, Missouri writes, that Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands is his favorite. Luther's words here recall the battle, the price, the victory. Because he won, death is defeated, sin is defeated, and the world is defeated. We live because he lives. Susan in Plainfield, Illinois writes, this year, for me, it's Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. The poetry is densely packed with death personified, holding us captive, Jesus breaking him by dying, leaving him an empty form with no more sting. Then Jesus is the sun, giving us warmth and light. Then his blood is on our door to make death pass over. Then we feast on Christ, our meat and drink. It's so exciting and comforting and chewy. You can't ask for any more substance from an Easter hymn. And Steve in Fredonia, Wisconsin says, today, his favorite hymn, I guess he's got other ones on other days, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. Our organist did a wonderful job of Bach's Christlag and Todesbanden as our prelude. That made the hymn even more special. Well, it is a special hymn. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands.
Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands.
So if you ask me what's my favorite Easter hymn, that's it. Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands by Luther. But we're listening to your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Doug in Galesburg, Michigan, who I'm guessing is a pastor, writes, I always look forward to proclaiming the risen Christ on Easter Sunday morning with the body of believers. And this next hymn, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen, begins with that glorious truth. In this hymn we find so many of God's sustaining promises to bolster our faith. Christ in the center, Jesus our blessing, Jesus the vine, we are the branches. Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Praise be to Christ for his victory over sin, death, and the devil for us. Here's the hymn, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen. Trinity Bach Choir with the Easter hymn, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen. This is Issues Etc. for Easter Tuesday, 2022. We're finding out what's your favorite Easter hymn and why. Next, we'll hear Awake My Heart with Gladness.
Blessed be the God who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. This year's Making the Case Conference Hymn Sing will feature hymns designed to sing God's comfort into hurting souls and broken hearts. Lord, Thee I love, I walk in danger all the way. The King of Love my shepherd is. Be still my soul, and a whole bunch more. You know you don't want to miss it. So I'll see you at Concordia University Chicago, June 24th and 25th. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
In 1847, 14 congregations gathered in Chicago and signed the Constitution of what would become the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Have you ever wondered about those 14 congregations? How many are left? Where were they from? What people composed these congregations? Well, if you've ever asked this question or others like it, you need to pick up a copy of the April issue of the Lutheran Witness. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe, or our website witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We desire for all Christian children, including those with learning or behavior challenges, to receive a strong education in the faith. At simplyclassical.com, you will find reading, penmanship, and copybook exercises based on the truth, wisdom, and comfort of God's Word. We include Aesop's fables and classic children's literature, math, and science, all from Memoria Press. Use promo code LPR22 at simplyclassical.com.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Well, how can you leave out Paul Gerhardt when you're talking about favorite Easter hymns? This one is Awake My Heart with Gladness on Issues, Etc. David in Goodland, Indiana writes, "A dear pastor brother brought Christ in his supper to me, my wife, and my son the day after our youngest died suddenly. He sang the last two stanzas, and I croaked along with him." William in Newland, Texas writes in part, "Even though my Savior there was laid where our bed must be made, we know that on the other side of that is the bliss of seeing our Savior's face." A tweet from Lizzie in Columbus, Ohio, "I love the flip comparison of our gloom and Satan's rejoicing at Christ's death, turning to our joy and Satan's defeat at Christ's resurrection." And Angela in Alhambra, Illinois says, "It's Gerhardt, it's the gospel. It expresses all the joy that should fill our hearts come Easter morning and every morning we are alive in Christ. Awake my heart with gladness."
Oh,
Awake My Heart with Gladness, sung by the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. One more Easter hymn, and that is At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. Tim in Poplar Bluff, Missouri writes it's the best hymn in the Lutheran service book. Tweet from Lucas says that it has some of the most beautiful imagery connecting Easter to the sacrament. Scott writes that this powerful hymn conjures up the imagery of what is and what will be the greatest celebratory banquet of all time. It proclaims our Lord's wonderful victory over sin and death, won for us by Christ's sacrificial atonement. We are washed clean in the tide by the blood of the Lamb flowing from his pierced side. At the Lamb's high feast we sing. St. Paul Children's Choir, rounding out our celebration of Easter hymns. Your favorite Easter hymn and why has been our subject on Issues Etc. today. You can listen to sacred music for the Easter season anytime, anywhere at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, and with the LPR mobile app, Lutheran Public Radio. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll study the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victories Won, with Dr. Arthur Just, and look forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary, with Dr. Carl Fikincher talking about the resurrected Jesus appearing to his disciples in John 20. I'm Ken Sherb for Todd Wilkin. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time on Issues Etc. And remember, Christ is risen.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.